Ladies and gentlemen, and all other forms of hominids that might find themselves here tonight, first of all, thanks for being here. Secondly, I will remind you that I told you we want to treat you like family, and therefore we want to give you the best we got. I remember, maybe 25, 30 years ago, I was at a bluegrass festival, and I was talking to the MC, and he said, you have to excuse me, I have to go introduce a country gentleman. And I thought, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard said to a bluegrass crowd. You do not introduce the country gentleman. They already know who they are. You got to present them, you know? And so I was trying to think of something that... what it means to me, and here it is. And I just share it with you. There was a bunch of bluegrass music, and it was all done just right. People like Flat and Scruggs and the Standard Brothers and Bill Monroe, they would go out and they would try to play some bluegrass music. And then after about 10 years passed, a group came along that sort of split the bluegrass atom and started a tradition all their own. They had all the great material, they had a great presentation, and they did something that nobody had ever thought of before. They made bluegrass music entertaining. And that's kind of started its own tradition. And still carrying on this tradition, and here's the key that I thought about. You can only carry on a tradition if you can carry on. And let me say this in bluegrass parlance. These guys can flat carry the load, and it's Randy Waller and the Country Gentlemen.